Amen. Appreciate y'all being here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to have everybody. Amen. And we're glad you're here. We're going today to the book of Matthew, to chapter 5, verse 41. And the scripture said, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." Now, some of you remember from your old English class, the word twain means two. So it's saying if somebody asks you to go a mile, go 2 miles. And my subject today is that. I want to preach about Christians. I want to preach about 2 mile Christians in a 1 mile world. 2 mile Christians in a 1 mile world. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Sometimes I think of a ramshackle. I guess it was a beer joint in West Texas. It was kind of run down, rusty old tin, driven by the winds. The name of it was It'll Do. It'll Do Club. And then somebody just threw something up and said, "It'll do." Amen. And that's always bothered me. I don't like that attitude, "It'll do." Amen. I've always kind of wanted things to look right. I always kind of wanted things to be right. I've always kind of felt like we ought to do the best we can. Amen. I've always felt that way about the church, that it ought to be the best we can make it. We may have limited resources, but it ought to be the best we can make it. I kind of feel that way about our lives. I don't think we ought to make a half-hearted effort. I think we ought to give it all we got. I think we ought to do the best that we can because of who we represent. Now, that's not pride. That's gratitude. That's just giving God his due. If he gave his best for me, should I do less for him? If he gave all for me, should I give less to him? I think not. I think we should challenge ourselves today that no matter what people require, and I want to do more. Amen. People can say, "Well, you can do this and still get away." Well, that doesn't matter. I don't want to just get away. Amen. I want to be a 2 mile Christian in a 1 mile world. If you say, "Well, I got to go this far," I want to go further than that. If the standard says, "Well, you just do this," I want to do more than that. Amen. There ought to be something in us that desires to go beyond. 1923, there was a race that was being run between Scotland and England and Ireland. And there was a young man in the race by the name of Eric Little. And the race started. The gun went off. The hurdlers or racers headed down the track. And somewhere along the way, he stumbled and fell. And others, of course, got ahead of him. And he got back upon his feet. And he tossed his head back, and he had a really unorthodox way of running, and he just threw his head back, opened his mouth as wide as he could, and he gave it everything that he had. He not only caught up with the runners, but he passed them, and he won the race. He was a 2 mile man. He didn't use excuses. He didn't fall and say, "Well, I stumbled." No. He said, "I'm still in the race. There's still a chance. I'm going to give it all that I've got." And that he did. And he won the race. 1924, he was an Olympian. That year, the Olympics were being run in Paris. And the race that he was the very best. As a matter of fact, he held the world record in the 100-yard race. And he'd outrun everybody. And that was his best race. But they were running that on a Sunday. Eric Little was a Christian. He grew up a child of missionaries, later became a missionary himself, and he would not run on Sunday. He knew that months ahead, but he said, "I can't run on Sunday. because that's the day of rest. And he would not run, though that was his best race. Instead, he run the 400-meter race, which he was not the best at. There was an American that was favored to win that. But he ran nonetheless, and he won the 400-meter race, and he won the gold medal in that particular race, and then the bronze in the 200-meter race. But the point is this, is that he was a man that had principles, and he stood by them, and he stuck with them. 1981, somebody made a film about that portion of his life called Chariots of Fire. And it was about a man that had some principles in his life, and he would not bow to those principles, but he would keep what he believed, and he did, though it was at some personal sacrifice. We need more 2-mile Christians in this 1-mile world. We need people that'll stand up. We need people that'll not make excuses, amen, but will take opportunities and say, "You may not require much of me, but I think God does. That may be good enough for you, but I think I'm going to do more because my God not requires it, but He deserves it. And I'm going to step out and do more than's ever been asked of me." There are a lot of people that had excuses, but that didn't stop them. They surged ahead anyway. One of the great men of the Bible, I think one of the greatest men of the Bible, was a 17-year-old young man. When he was sold from being a favorite son, he was sold to be a slave. His brothers sold him. His own flesh and blood sold him into slavery. They ripped the beautiful garment that his father gave him off of his back. And he was drug away in chains to be a slave, sold like human commodity in the country of Egypt, in the house of Potiphar. But you know what? The Bible said that he knew the Lord was with him. And he decided, he said, "You know what? I'm going to be a 2-mile Hebrew in 1-mile Egypt." And so in Potiphar's house, his attitude shone through. Everybody says his attitude shone through. Yeah, did his attitude shone through. And he was honored because of that. And let me tell you something, a good attitude will get you a long ways in life. Amen. If you get on a job with the attitude, "They don't pay me enough." Well, if you've got that attitude, that's what you're going to make. But you get a right attitude. You get a good attitude. Amen. Be like my friend when they said, "How much do you want?" And he said, "Well, how much are you going to pay?" And the guy said, "Well, I'll pay you what you're worth." He said, "I can't live on that." But he really had a great attitude. And he had a great spirit. And he went to work. And you know what? He just kept climbing the ladder because he had a right attitude. He had a right spirit. He didn't have that old stinking attitude that said, "That's not my job." You ever heard that one? No. He said, "I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it." Amen. It was time to let people go. He wasn't the one to let go. They kept him on because they knew he'd be faithful. He showed up at work on time every day. He gave them 10 hours in an 8-hour day. He pushed. He was a 2-mile man. He didn't let anything hold him back. He didn't let his attitude hold him back. He had a right spirit. He had a good attitude. And I think that's the way Christians ought to be. Amen. If you're going to be a dog catcher, I think you ought to be the best dog catcher there's ever been. Amen. If you're going to be a president, I think you ought to be the best president there's ever been. If you're going to be a lawyer, I think you ought to be the best lawyer there's ever been. Whatever you decide to be, decide, "I'm a 2-mile Christian. I'm a 2-mile Christian. You're asking me to go 1, I'm going to go 2. I'm going to go further. I'm going to be better. I'm going to do more because I represent Jesus Christ." Amen. That's our responsibility. That's our job. That's the way that we should be. And Joseph excelled. The house of Potiphar. He was over everything. Potiphar didn't know how much money he had. Anything you want to know about, he asked Joseph. Joseph told him. Well, you know the story that Joseph's wife, or Potiphar's wife, tried to seduce Joseph. He refused. And What is it? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. She got angry and upset, made up a lie, had Joseph tossed into prison. Amen. It's bad enough being a slave. Now he's a prisoner. And the Bible said, but he realized one thing. You know what? I'm in prison, but God's with me in prison. God gave me some dreams. God gave me some visions. I don't know how in the world that can ever happen now. I don't see any way out of this. But you know what? I represent God here in Egypt. Amen. And so I'm going to do the very best that I can. Hallelujah. And he was a model prisoner. Wasn't very long till he was over the prison. I know that don't sound like much to you, but if you're in prison, that's a good thing. Amen. He was a model man. He was a two-mile prisoner. If I'm going to be a prisoner, I'm going to be a two-mile prisoner. If I'm going to be a slave, I'm going to be a two-mile slave. Whatever I am, I'm going to work. And if I'm a student, I'm going to be a two-mile student. And all the young people said, amen, Brother Gresham. That was a little weak. Try that again. Amen. I'm going to be a two-mile scholar. That didn't go up very good either. Got one. Amen. We're going to excel in what we do. Amen. We're going to do better. Amen. I'm challenging you today. Do better. Amen. They ask you to. I told Cherie one time, she come home and I said, she said she was all pressured because she had to do two essays. I said, there's nothing to it. She said, what do you mean? I got a pencil and I wrote an S-A. I said, there's an essay. Well, that was the one-mile man. I don't know that our teacher appreciated that. But it was an essay, an S and an A. But probably got an F. But it should have gotten an A for originality, right? Amen. Somehow teachers didn't see it that way. Of course she did her works as she always did. But if you're, whatever you do, make up your mind. I'm going to be a two-mile person. I'm going to be a two-mile Christian because I represent Jesus Christ. Joseph was faithful. He didn't let anything hold him back. He didn't let anything hold him down. And you remember the day that the king called in the butler and he called in the cupbearer. And they gave their rendition of how Joseph interpreted dreams for them. And the king had a dream that disturbed him. And it was dreams that got Joseph in trouble. And it was dreams that got him out of trouble. The gift that God gave him. What does the scripture say? That a man's gifts will make room for him and he will appear before kings. And that's exactly what happened to Joseph. It was dreams that his brothers hated and it got him into trouble with his brothers, but it got him out of prison in Egypt. Hallelujah. Amen. And he ascended all the way up to the second in power in that mighty nation of Egypt in that time. And he rode in the king's chariot. And he had a golden medal round about his neck. And he had the insignia ring that represented Egypt on his finger. And he was over all of the treasury of Egypt. That's pretty good for a prisoner. That's a pretty good promotion in one day. How did he get there? Because he was a two-mile man. He said, I'm not going to settle for less. Circumstances are not going to dictate to me. My situation may not be good, but I can control my attitude, and I can deal with my spirit, and I can do the best I can with what I have and where I am. And that's exactly what he did, and God honored him for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we live in such a nation of whiners. I'm sorry, but we do. There are so many people whining about this and that. And I'm not apologizing today. We shouldn't whine as Christians. Amen. How many of you had something to eat this morning? Amen. How many of you had too much? I don't have to raise your hand on that one. Amen. If you were here last night, you may have had too much. That's why you didn't have much this morning. Amen. You slept in a bed last night, I presume. And it was cold outside, but I'm presuming that you probably stayed relatively warm last night. Amen. And you got in an automobile and you drove with your $3 and what, 14 cent gas. It's going down right now because it's election time, right? Amen. I guess truckers don't vote because I notice diesel's still high. Amen. Amen. We have nothing to whine about. Praise the Lord. We have nothing to complain about. Praise the Lord. We've got it pretty good here right now. And so we just need to understand that we've got a lot to sing praises for. We've got so much to be thankful for still in the United States of America. And I thank God for all of His blessings today. And God, help me not to complain. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I can still run the 440 if I have to. It may take me 2 days, but I can get there. Amen. You got to have a two-mile attitude. Amen. Don't let this world bring you down to its level. Joseph's shining hour was not when he was riding in the king's chariot, but wasn't when he was controlling the riches of Egypt. But his shining hour is when those brothers that sold him into slavery came into his presence. And he had opportunity. He could very well have thrown them into prison that very day, and their father would never have seen them again. But instead, he allowed mercy and compassion. And the Bible said that he forgave them. He recognized something. He said, you thought it was you. He said, but it was really God that brought me here. It was God that brought me here so that we could save this entire family. And he did. He saw God in it all. And that's a two-mile attitude. Some people can never see God in their circumstances. They can never understand that they're going to go through some difficulties and go through some trials and some troubles. And if they don't get it right this time, they'll have to go around that mountain again and again and again till you get it right. Amen. But when we learn to see God in our circumstances and we learn to give our best, whatever that is, amen. So he was a two-mile man. He didn't just give a little bit, but he gave it all. Amen. And because of that, God honored him. There was a man by the name of Moses. Moses had it good. He grew up in Pharaoh's palace. He had the best of food. He had the best of clothing. He lived in a palace. He had a lot of influence. He had a lot of friends. He excelled in the things that he did. He was very intelligent. He was handsome. He was accepted, but it's accepted. He was Pharaoh's stepson, but he treated him like a son. And he had it good. Really, really, really good. But Moses was a two-mile man. And he looked and he understood one thing. His little mama told him. He said, now Moses, don't you ever forget. You may live in a palace, an Egyptian palace, and you may eat Egyptian food, and you may wear Egyptian clothes, but you don't ever forget that you're a Hebrew. Don't you ever forget that you're Abraham's blood. Don't you ever forget that you're a son, a chosen son of Jehovah, the Hebrew God. Don't you ever forget that, son. No matter how high you may rise in this Egyptian society, don't you ever forget who you really are. And you know what? He didn't. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw him a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. And by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, when his time came, when he stepped on the stage, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing. Anybody say choosing? Life's about choices, isn't it? This is a tough one right here. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, rather to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He understood something. That if I'm going to have to make a choice here, it's going to be to enjoy sin for a season, or it's going to be to suffer some affliction so that I can have eternity. And he made the right decision, the Bible said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. Amen. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Israel, or Egypt, I'm sorry, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured a seeing him who was invisible. He was a two-mile man. He said, I can have the short term, or I can have the long term. I can do this for now, or I can suffer a little bit and look what's ahead in the future. So he made up his mind, and he bowed his head, and he gathered his strength and his courage, and he said, I'm going to press on. How about you today? Are you a two-mile Christian? Amen. Are you a two-mile Christian? I want to be one of those. I want to be one of those when I get to what's required, so, you know, I believe I got a little bit more left here. I might as well give that to. Amen. Pastor said this, but, you know, I believe I can do a little bit more. I think I can go a little bit further. Amen. I know what somebody said, I just have to do this much, but I can go a little bit further than that. I can do a little bit more than that. And so you press on. You're not satisfied with the minimum. Amen. But you're going to give the maximum. Praise the Lord. That's been a two-mile Christian in a one-mile world. Amen. This world needs some examples that Jesus was a two-mile man. I said he was a two-mile man. Isn't that right? He quoted the law and he said the law says this, but he went further. He went further than that. He went all the way to Calvary. He went all the way to the laying down of his own life. He said, I'm going to give it all. When it's all said and done, there's not going to be anything left. But I'm going to give everything I've got. Are there any two-mile Christians here today? Anybody here saying, you know what, Pastor, I'm going to give more. I may be a little bit weary right now. I may be a little bit tired. Maybe I got a little discouraged there for a little while, but I believe I can give more today. I believe I can go further. I believe I can do more than I've done. I believe I can be better than I've been. Amen. Can I challenge you today to step out and let's go a little further with this? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got a lot of work to do, folks. We don't only have one city to win. We got two cities. We don't only have one church to fill up. We got two churches. Amen. We not only have services in one place. We got services in two places. Amen. Praise the Lord. We took on a little extra because we're two-mile people. We're a two-mile church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Athens is good, but let's do Canton too. Let's don't stop here. And when we get that one going, let's do another one. And when we get that one going, let's do another one. Amen. Let's not ever stop. Let's not stop here. When it's Mission Sunday, let's go ahead and reach out to the rest of the world while we're at it. Let's go ahead and add South America. Let's go ahead and add Asia and Europe to our mission. Let's go ahead and reach out further beyond these walls. Let's do more. Amen. When's it going to be enough, Brother Grissom? When the trumpet sounds. Hallelujah, and my feet leave this ground, and this mortal takes on immortality. That's when it's going to be enough. When I stand before the throne, and I hear the Master say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, then it'll be enough. Until that time, we've got to press on. We've got work to do. We've got work to do. Amen. We've got work to do. Eric Little could have lived a life of being a celebrity and the cushion of being a celebrity. But you know what he did? After winning the Paris Olympics, he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to go ahead and finish my calling as a missionary. He went back to China. He died there at 43 years of age. You know what he died from? Wore out. He literally worked himself to death. He saw too much to do, and he couldn't stop himself. 43 years of age, and he literally had nothing left to give. He gave everything that he had for the people of China. He's a two-mile man. He was a two-mile Christian. He gave it all. Amen. Can we do less? Let's stand together today. Amen. Jesus, I'm going to ask you to talk to us for a moment here today. I'm going to ask you to talk to each and every one. I'm going to ask you if you'd just kind of help us to see how we're doing. If we're doing all we can, or if we've kind of slacked a little along the way. I'm going to ask you with your insight, allow each one of us to see today an area maybe we could do a little bit more. Praise the Lord. Help us today to excel in our personal service to you. Help me to be a better witness than I've been. Help me to be more willing. God, help me with my attitude. Help me with my spirit. If I haven't been attending like services like I should, help me to get a renewed vision and a surge today of consecration and dedication that I'm going to do better. If I hadn't been praying like I should, help me to get a burden for prayer today. Amen. If I haven't been supporting financially like I should, help me to get on board and say I'm going to do that. Amen. I'm going to support. Amen. Help me today to make up my mind. And I'm going to do better than I've been doing. I'm going to be a two-mile Christian. I know the world is slacking. And some people are just trying to do just enough. But that's not for me. I've been called with a high calling. Amen. I'm reaching forth to those things that are before. Forgetting those things which are behind. Pressing toward the mark for the high calling that is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. You require more. You didn't call us, amen, to beds of flowery ease, but you called us to service and sacrifice. That's what you gave. And help me, Lord, not to expect or to give less. Help me not to complain. Amen. But help me, God, to go forth with a spirit of joy, and a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. You say, I can do better than this. I can do more. I can do more. I can do more. Amen. Hallelujah.